5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Barry and Crystal Ricks.
Yeah, woo!
And all our fans right there.
That's right. First of all, we apologize. We did not record last week.
It's this guy's fault.
It's my fault. I was in Vegas on Sunday and all week long.
Woo!
Woo, Vegas! No, I was on for work, so it's not like I was doing fun stuff.
It's more like Vegas.
Yay, Vegas, yay.
Yeah, so I was home alone. Although, all last week we're saying we should record on Saturday so we can get a show. And then at like 11 on Saturday night, we're like, Dang it!
I forgot! Not gonna do it. Well, let's talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week!
So this is stories of the week, and, you know, we got a couple weeks behind us, but we'll probably mostly just focus on this week anyway, so...
I'll start.
Yeah.
It's summer.
It's summertime!
No, it's summertime.
Oh, right. Have you seen that meme on the the internet where it showed, like, you know, teachers' reaction when it's summer and they're like partying, and then it showed like the kids' reaction while, you know, it's the kids' reactions, they're all dancing, and it showed the parents' reaction to summer, and it showed like this person drinking this giant bottle, this giant wine glass, just like drowning their, you know, it made me giggle. Just like, it's true, because like,
we don't drink.
Yeah, we don't drink, but the point was there that teachers and kids are like, yeah, summer, and parents are like, no!
See, I've been excited for summer, but the first day of summer had been going on for about 2 hours. And I was in bed because I was like, summer!
Sleep in! Woo! Yeah,
not just sleep in, but I was like, I'm going to finish this book. So I'm laying in bed reading. And my two girls come in and they're like, Mom, is there anything to do besides jump on the trampoline, play video games, ride our bikes, or watch a movie?
I'm so bored.
I was like, did you just hear the list you gave me?
You just gave a great list of things to do.
And then so I said, yeah. You can use your imagination. And I said it just like that. And they both just looked at me like, I hate you.
To be like, forget you, Mom.
And I was like, summer just started 2 hours ago. Like, get back out there and do something.
Go break a bone or something.
I was so mad. And I was like, oh, this is going to be terrible. Terrible. So I can't remember what we ended up doing that day, but must not have been that memorable.
I was working, so...
Yeah, that's what it was, is you're gone, and I was in survival mode.
Survival mode!
We had a lot of chicken nuggets and hot dogs.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
We did have some watermelon.
There you go. There's something healthy. But it's interesting that you mentioned that, because we'll talk more about that later in the show.
About watermelon?
About food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Stay tuned, folks.
Woo!
Gonna blow your minds. What else did you do? I mean, you were with the kids. I was in Vegas.
Okay, well, one night I was in bed, and I was, I don't know, probably watching a show or staying up. I stayed up late every night, which is probably the biggest problem.
Which is what we always do. Like, I'm always up super late when I'm on a business trip, and so is Crystal. And it's not like we're up late talking to each other. We're just up late.
I love how you say that, like... Of course we don't talk to each other.
We don't talk to each other. We're doing our own thing.
I know. I'm watching my show.
I'm watching my shows.
I know. We text each other and we're like, should we call each other? And I'll always be like, yeah, as soon as my show's over. But then the show ends and the next one just starts because, you know, Netflix does that now. And I'm like, dang it. Now I can't call Barry. I'm already sucked in.
And then we get to the point where we just text each other and be like, yeah, I love you. Good night. I'm going to watch my show now.
I know, it's terrible. Then we have guilt.
That's real marriage, people.
That's love. But anyway, so I'm in bed doing something, but it was midnight. And I, all of a sudden, I hear Lacey, and she almost, like clockwork, every night wakes up to go to the bathroom at the same time. But this time, she's like, Mom! So I usually I'm like, take my time, you know, be like, I'll come in a minute. Just whenever our kids call for us. But I dove out of bed and I opened the door and she's standing at the door doing her potty dance. She goes, I'm not going to make it. And so I pick her up and I'm running down the hall and she just pees all over me, all over the floor. And there's like pee all the way down the hall and I'm slipping in it. And I was like,
awesome.
Of course you do that when Barry's not here. And she's just in there crying. And so I set her down on the floor and I'm dripping and the floor is all nasty. And so I'm like, Lacey, take off your underwear and you know, dry off while I clean up the hall. But she's so tired. She's just sitting there wailing. And I was like, just put on your underwear. And she wouldn't do it. So I just made her stand in the hall crying in the dark. And I'm like, sorry, but this comes first. So not me. I didn't clean myself up, but I did the hall so we didn't die.
Yeah.
But man, that was an adventure.
It sounds like
an adventure. But at least she didn't pee in the bed. Because we keep saying, we need to buy a plastic cover, and we keep forgetting, and it's so gross.
Yeah. It's like one of those things that's always on the back, like, on your list, but then it's, you know, it's in the back of your mind, too, and you get to the store, you buy everything else, and you leave, and you're like, oh, yeah, we were going to buy that, but then we're like, nah, we're not going to go back.
Right. Or how we didn't renew our license plate for, like, over a year.
Shh.
Because you only think about it when you're in the car.
That's right.
Anyway, so that was fun, getting peed on. I have mostly Lacey stories, but the other day, Lacey, I finally was like, well, while you're gone, it was really hard not to just stick him in front of the TV. And so finally, I was like, okay, let's go outside. I'm going to be a good mom for a little while. We're going to have some outside time. And Lacey asks, can I wash my bike? And she has a...
Wash?
Yeah. She wants to wash her bike with a paintbrush and a cup of water.
Okay.
I was like, sure. So I'm out there reading my book. Like I said, being a great mom. And she's washing her bike. And finally I look over and what she's doing is she dips her brush. And then she scrubs her bike. And then she sucks all the water out of her the paintbrush.
No.
And then dips it again and brushes her bike. And then sucks off her paintbrush. I was like...
Gross.
I wish I never saw that.
Well, your immune system's gonna be high.
I know. That's why she has a runny nose today.
That must be why.
It was pretty nasty.
Oh, that's gross.
But it wasn't like poop or anything.
I know, but it's still gross.
It is gross. It was pretty nasty.
She's like, ah. So, well, I mean, I did some things with the kids when I got back, and you know. It was a long day of traveling and, you know, waiting in airports and getting on planes and everything like that. And surprisingly, that wears you out.
Yeah, it does.
And, but I got home and everyone was waiting outside and it was happiness, you know, daddy's home and that always feels good. And so part of me was just like, I want to go in, lay down and melt my brain in front of the TV. And I was just like, no, we're going to stay out here. We even got out the football, and I played catch, and all the kids got in there, and then Mommy got in on it, and...
For two throws.
Well, still.
Let's be honest.
But it was a good, like, dad moment win, yeah. Like, where I was tired, and I just wanted to sit and do nothing, but the kids were excited that I was home, and, you know, Grayson got the football, and I'm like, okay, let's do it, let's throw some football around, And so, it was good. It was a good moment.
That was a good moment.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. Oh, that is hard.
It was hard, but I did what I could. And then also another time when I was tired this weekend, but I was, the kids always, like, I never want to sit down on the ground because I always get attacked. And the kids always...
For the last 9 years. It's never changed.
I know.
It's like, as soon as you sit on the floor, it's like, Daddy!
But so I actually put forth the effort this time as well, and I wrestled with three of the kids because one was at a birthday party,
right.
and it was fun. And I was just pushing them around and knocking them to the ground, and then it was fun until Grayson kicked me in the face, and then I was just like, I'm like, we don't hit like that in the face. We don't kick hard in the face. I'm like, we can play around and like push each other in the face.
Well, it's funny.
But no kicking.
They were loving it and wrestling like crazy. And I'm just sitting on the couch doing nothing. And then you're like, sorry, guys, I have to go pick up Jay from the birthday party. And as soon as you walk out the door, all of them turn to me and they're like, will you wrestle with us? And I was like,
oh, really?
No.
You're like, uh-uh, that's a daddy thing.
No.
So that was fun. But earlier that day, we went to a frozen custard place where a Froyo place where you know, serve yourself. And it's called Cherry Berry. It's in our town. And we wanted to do it on...
it was our summer kickoff treat.
It was our summer kickoff treat. And it also is part of something that we haven't... We haven't even talked about it. We created a summer bucket list.
That was fun.
Where we... Each person in the family came up with three things that they wanted to do.
No, that we will do.
That we will do throughout the summer. And so, like, things on it, like, go fishing, go camping, you know, go to Cherry Berry was on the list. So we went to Cherry Berry and bought everyone their froyo, and then we're just sitting there, and you know, we're trying to have a good family time. And
no. What it was is we helped all of our kids fill up their froyo.
Yes.
And then they went to pick out a seat, and you and I were finishing ours.
Yeah.
Like, making ours up.
And the seat that the kids picked was right in front of the big screen TV that was playing some Disney show. And we're just like, no, we're here to, like,
I was so mad.
We're here to spend time as a family and do that. And so we turned the TV off, and then we're just hanging out. But the TV on the other side of the restaurant was still on, and... I'll admit, that thing was distracting, and
you got sucked in more than anyone else.
It would still suck me in, and I'm just like, ah!
It was like a Disney Channel movie.
Well, and I was just like, I'm just like, this is awful. I'm like, why? They don't need this in here. They really don't. And
you can't eat your froyo without watching TV?
And it's just like, there's so many restaurants or little places like this that have TVs everywhere, and it's just like, really? You can't spend 30 minutes eating froyo with your family, and you know,
or
just
if you eat it like Rick's, we're done in 5 minutes.
Yeah, we're done in like 10 minutes. Like, they're just like, we scarf that sucker down. But and it's just like, come on, people. Like, or when we go to McDonald's and they have a TV on in McDonald's in the play area where there's a giant playground,
which is why we go to McDonald's, so and we don't have to watch TV.
Like, why is that even there?
And well, the last time I went to McDonald's...
Yeah, go for it.
Last time I went, I always go straight to the TV and turn it off, usually.
Because there's no purpose.
This time, there was no one sitting in front of the TV. No one's kids were watching it, so I went and turned it off. And this lady had just walked in, and she, like, glared at me as I walked back to my seat. And then I turned around, and she turned the TV back on.
For no one to watch. Like,
no, she had a kid.
But her kid wasn't watching it, right?
I just want to be like, what is wrong with you?
Be like, there's a giant playground. Go have your kid play in the playground.
So, in her defense, I think she was a grandma.
No defense.
But still, I was pretty ticked.
The grandma should be even more against that because back in my day, we didn't have TVs.
You know, we had rocks and sticks.
And we beat each other with them. But yeah, so that's a pet peeve of both of ours.
I know.
I mean, there's certain...
I try not to judge people in their parenting, but dang!
There's certain restaurants that, you know, call for a TV. Like, if you go to a sports bar-type restaurant, like, your TVs are expected to be there to have sports on it. That's that's the point.
But we used to, because you get really sucked into anything flashy.
Yeah. Well, and I'm like, what, TV?
It used to be like... Okay, if we go to a restaurant, we say, can we not sit under a TV? But now it's like, the whole wall is a TV everywhere.
Everywhere. Like, you can't escape the TVs. They're everywhere.
And those sports places. Ugh. And they always have the best burgers. It's not fair.
I know, right? Curse you, sports bars. But, so, yeah, that was a little rant that I decided to go off on.
But we did have we had some good parenting moments this week.
Yeah.
Which is surprising, because you were gone.
I was.
But after you got home, it got good. But on Friday, I think, Friday night, all the little kids need to take a bath. And so we told our oldest son to go to your room and entertain yourself because it's bedtime. Like, just go hang out and we're going to go to our room, watch our show that was, we only had two more episodes left. But as I walked into the room, I just felt like, I saw him sitting alone in his room and I just had this feeling like, you need to be with your son. Like, here's a great moment to just spend time with this kid who you never get to spend time alone with. And so Barry and I ended up inviting him to play a board game. And we went out to the table while everyone else was in the tub. And it ended up being really fun.
Yeah, it was nice.
I think it was fun because we didn't have our two-year-old there.
Yeah. Like, board games are fun with our kids when it's not, like, all of our kids at the same time. Like, it's...
We love our kids.
It's kind of bad to say that, but, like, when they're all together, they, like, egg each other on. Yeah. And then you have the two-year-old that's, like, getting into people's business.
And the four-year-old who wants to sit on your lap the whole time.
Yeah, and it's just like, this isn't fun. But when we played the game with our eight-year-old, you know...
We laughed a lot.
We just had fun playing, and I was like, this is good.
It was good. And then the girls got out of the tub, and they saw we were playing a game. They're like, are you going to let us play? And at first, I wanted to be like, no, it's late. But we ended up switching, so the Grayson went and took a bath, and we played a game with the littles. And it was fun. We were all laughing again. And
well, I think the reason why I enjoyed it more is because even though I'm with my kids, I still am a competitive person. Like, I still want to win because I don't believe that you should let your kids win every single time. They should understand the meaning of being a good loser. But
they should understand that daddy wins.
Daddy wins. But, you know, and the game we played was it's kind of a game of chance on when you get out. And I happened to get out immediately. And so, but you continue to play the game, not showing people that you're out. So you try to eliminate other players. And so instead of just like me orchestrating everything like I usually do, I just had the two-year-old in my lap and I'm like, which one do you want to move? And he's like, that one. I'm like, all right, we'll move that one, because I didn't care, because I'm like, I'm out already. And I think that made it more enjoyable for me. So
maybe we just need to kill you first every time.
Or maybe I shouldn't just play when I'm playing with the littles.
That's sad. You're
sad. Well, play, but subliminally through my other children.
Maybe you just need to stop being so competitive.
No!
I'm hearing the problem is you.
Oh, is it? Are you sure it's not you?
And the two-year-old.
But anyway.
Anyway.
So on Saturday, it was, kicking off the summer as well. It's Memorial Day weekend. Happy Memorial Day, by the way.
Woo!
Just total side note here. Thank you to all of our men and women and the armed forces that protect our country and our freedom and our rights. We love you and appreciate you. And thank you to everyone that has died because of that. Because that's part of Memorial Day, is to honor the...
Thank you, dead people.
Honor the people that have died. And we are big supporters.
I apologize for laughing.
We are big supporters of our men and women in arms because we have family members that have done it or are currently doing it, and it's a great thing. So, anyway, sorry, I just had to put that in. But so with Memorial Day starting, that's when all the splash pads and pools open up in town, and like water parks all around the nation. It seems like too. So we went to just one of the local splash pads, and we were anticipating that it was going to be crazy busy, but luckily it wasn't, because we figured maybe people are just out of town for the Memorial Day weekend. And we, went to the splash pad, had a good time, and a couple of our friends were already there and not planned. And we sat and talked with them. The kids had fun playing together, but there were water balloons involved. And so I was the designated water balloon filler-upper man.
And they were our water balloons.
They were our water balloons, but they were our friends, and she was being generous and letting our kids get them. And so I'd have to, like, go into the splash pad that I wasn't planning on really technically going in. But, I had my swimsuit on anyway, just to be... We were prepared anyway. And so I filled up the water balloons, and we had a good time. We had, good old-fashioned watermelon snack to tide us over.
Okay, but here's the dilemma.
Oh.
Here's something I struggle with.
Dilemma.
So, we take a big bowl of cut-up watermelon for our family.
Yes.
But we get to the playground, or to the splash pad, and there's people there that we know that we go to sit by. But then you have that, like, well, shoot, now I feel like I need to share the watermelon.
Do we have to share
everybody.
With everybody?
But I knew we went right at lunchtime and didn't feed our kids lunch, so I knew we would eat all of our watermelon.
Yeah.
And then so our friend's kids start surrounding us, and I keep hearing them go, that watermelon looks good. And I was like, uh-oh.
You best be backing off.
I feel so bad, but it's kind of like, what is the etiquette there? What do you do? Because I ended up saying, sorry, guys, this is our watermelon. When really, I should have been like, everyone here. But then we would have had to leave earlier, right? Because our kids would have been more hungry.
Possibly.
I hate it when that happens. Because most people I know are like, here, share the snacks, even though we don't have enough for everybody.
Yeah.
Split that bag in half.
Yeah. So.
So we're like snarfing watermelon. And then our kids are like, I'm still hungry. So then we got a bag of chips. We're like eating in front of everybody. And I was like,
these chips are delicious.
You're really missing out.
So, well, I think the point here is to plan for extra next time, just in case.
Or plan. People need to just deal with disappointment.
Oh, snap.
I just don't know. Send us your thoughts.
Yeah. But anyway, what'd you do for Memorial Day weekend? We'd love to hear with your family and whatnot.
I have two more things.
Oh,
really fast.
Oh, okay. Go.
Okay, so.
Go now.
When I got my new cell phone, I kept breaking my iPhone, so I told Barry, just give me a dang cheap Walmart phone. And so I have a Walmart phone, and we couldn't find any cool phone covers for it. Not that that matters, but I wanted a cool phone cover.
I found you a cool phone cover.
And then we ended up finding a Pokemon ball from Pokemon.
Yeah.
And so I was like, our kids love Pokemon, and I thought, I'd be the coolest mom ever if I bought this phone cover. Like, I don't personally, I mean, I think Pikachu is really cute, but I don't love the show. But I ordered the Pokemon ball cover, and my kids thought I was so cool. But I went to the our kids'
end of year school party.
Yeah, they call it play day. So the whole school's out, and I had my phone out texting Barry because he was still on his business trip. And all these little second grade boys were like, is that a Pokeball? That's so cool! And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I am the cool mom.
I'm cool mom. Hashtag cool mom. So anyway, I felt pretty awesome.
Hashtag cool mom. That's the title of the episode.
Okay.
Hashtag
cool
mom.
And then so the other one was, we are being driven insane with our two-year-old.
Oh, my goodness.
And his fashion sense. Oh, my.
Mismatches clothes, but that he constantly, all day long, takes his clothes off and puts new clothes, clean clothes on,
but it's,
over and over and over, but they're not his clothes.
They're always his big brother's.
His big brother clothes. His big brother that's 6 years older than him, so he's drowning in these t-shirts.
Drowning?
Drowning.
Anyway, yeah, in size 8 clothes. Not just shirts, but his shorts, too.
Tries to put their shoes.
And he has to hold them up.
And then he complains that they're not fitting. And I'm like, because they're not yours.
And now it's even gotten worse where he wants to wear his flip-flops. So it's like, and he looks like a little gangster kid with his giant shorts and stuff. But anyway, so it really is a burden. And my mom keeps saying, you need to nip that in the bud. I'm like, I don't know how. Unless I lock all their clothes and... Because every time I'm like, you need to change that. And he's like, no. You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, why should I
buy
this?
What are we supposed to do? Keep the clothes under lock and key?
You will be naked. But anyway, so he's obsessed with changing his clothes. And the other day, he changed into a Pikachu shirt. And I said, you will wear that Pikachu shirt for the rest of the day. Like, you will not change out of it. And he's like, okay. And then so I get to the fridge to get a popsicle out of the freezer. And when I open the freezer... There's a shirt in the freezer.
What?
And I pull it out and I was like, hey, Jackson, look what I found in the freezer. And he looks at it and he goes, oh, and starts taking off his Pikachu shirt.
Oh.
And I was like, you will not change out of this for the freezer shirt. And he's like, ah. And so I was like, Jackson, it's cold and I told you you wouldn't take off the Pikachu shirt. You're going to wear it. And then so I go outside to take the popsicle to Lacey and I sit in my chair to read. And all of a sudden, I see Jackson poke his head around the corner outside of the garage, and I was like, come here. And he comes over and he just holds out his new freezer shirt that he's wearing. I was like, boy.
Maybe we should keep the clothes under lock and key.
No, we need to put it on like the top shelf in the closet.
Yeah.
But I was so mad. I was like, really?
Yeah.
And I thought I had like put the fear of, you know, in him.
The mommy fear.
And it didn't work.
So.
My compromise is whenever he changes, I just say, you need to put that back in the drawer. And he has been, I think. No, he hasn't because Grayson didn't have any shirts today.
No, they're all over the place. Have you looked in their closet?
No.
It's like a hurricane went off in there.
So, well, in my mind, he puts it back, so it's all
that's
good.
That's good. And yeah, just let's go.
Anyway.
All right, so.
Freezer shirts.
Freezer shirts.
Apparently, kids like to wear them.
So, with school being out and kids being with us even longer, we had to feed our kids all day now. And not just part of the day.
Well, I say that like, oh my kids. Goodness.
But something that we've been battling, and I'm sure many of you have been battling as well, is like, how do we feed our kids healthily? But and then we realize that.
No, that's not what this is really.
I'm getting to the point.
Okay, I'll let you get there.
And then we realize that we like to reward our kids with food.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Hey, if you guys are good, we'll get ice cream, right. Woo, type of thing. And then we're like, is that the right thing to do, is to reward our kids with unhealthy food choices? Like, and so we wanted
but
to talk.
So easy.
We wanted to talk about
kids
that.
Will love it.
Yes, kids will love it,
and it's cheap.
And then the kids will do what you say. Do what I say, and
food
I'll give
bribing.
You a candy bar. And,
food bribing is
and they'll
genius.
Be like, okay. So, but we read part of the article that talked about all the bad reasons why not to do that.
Which,
which are
obesity, diabetes,
all that stuff. And,
health problems, yada, yada, yada.
Psychological, being able to like, oh, I feel happy when I'm eating. So later in life, they'll just be eating all the time because it makes them feel happy type of thing. But the second part of the article that we're sharing is alternative rewards to support a healthy lifestyle.
Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
Is we are not saying that you should never reward your kids with food.
No.
But we're
just saying.
Because
we're still going to do that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But if you want to mix it up, here's some ideas.
That's right. If you want to maybe add in a healthy thing in there, then let us know. So number 10, and we realize that a lot of these, a teacher must have written this because she often refers to things relating to the classroom. So we're going to relate this still for the home because it works just as well. So go for it.
Okay, so number 10 is social reward. A social reward is a highly effective motivator. So instead of using the phrase, good job, which is so easy to say.
I know, good job.
Is to substitute the sentence, you did it, or I knew you could do it, or thank you. And a high five and a big smile also work.
I'm a high five guy.
So basically, just reward your children with a genuine compliment.
A compliment, yeah.
That's easy.
Instead of free.
And free.
And free. That's right. So number 9, it says leading the class. And so it says the privilege of leading the class in the Pledge of Allegiance or educational classroom game.
Your family in the Pledge of Allegiance. So
you can be patriotic. But no, it's like you can have your kid be able to lead the family in a game choice or something like that.
Or setting the table.
Or setting the table. Yes, lead that in setting the table.
Oh, I like that. Game choice.
A game
or
choice.
Or you get to pick the movie.
Or you get to pick the show we're going to watch
right.
tonight type of thing.
Because that's healthy.
That's right, because TV.
I love these alternate ideas.
That's right.
They're groundbreaking.
That's right. Anyway.
Next one is relaxing time. So a reward of a peaceful walk in the woods or a local park. But to me, what you're really rewarding is quality time. So it could be, let's go get ice cream.
No. That's not the point we're trying to make.
No, let's go ride bikes or...
go on a walk in the woods or the park?
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
You summed it up so well.
I know. All right. 7, you get to choose. So the privilege of selecting a book or an activity for the day.
Mm-hmm.
like, what for nighttime book reading, you, for your good behavior, you get to pick the book.
Or morning reading.
Ooh.
It's summer.
That's right. All right.
Points. Use a token or point system so that students can earn paperback books by demonstrating good citizenship.
Well, we could do this in at home, too, because we often go to Barnes & Noble at least once a month. We are big book people. Maybe we need to create some sort of reward system to...
Well, we do Smash Bucks.
We do Smash Bucks. So are we saying we'll let our kids spend Smash Bucks on purchasing
books?
See,
but I don't know if I agree on this one because I don't want to reward my kids with points for doing good things. So this one might only apply with the classroom.
Okay.
Unless you're doing chore rewards, but...
Yeah. So, or you could just be like, hey, this is... We could relate this to getting an allowance.
But we don't do that.
We don't do that.
Not yet. Don't judge.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what you think.
We'll figure that out later. All right.
Okay. Next one is head of the class. The privilege of teaching the class for a few minutes. So, basically, it's the same thing as leading the class, which is you can be in charge of... picking stuff, like board games.
It's kind of the same thing.
Non-food items.
Anyway, so the next one is change of venue. So let them plan an opportunity to go somewhere else. So whether it's, you know, going to
the library
or a national park, because we have one of those near us, or, you know, go on a hike. Or a park.
Or on a hike.
Or a walk in the woods.
This lady just stretched out the same one.
I know, right? All right, number three.
Let's see. You can reward them with things like pencils or coloring books or crayons.
Things that they'll actually use and appreciate. And this person even went and said, go as far as printing their name on their pencils.
Right.
That's hardcore.
You know, my reward for our kids... Like, when I just have the two and if they start to get a little crazy at Walmart, I always say, I'll buy you gumball. And I don't feel guilty about that.
That's right. 25-cent gumball.
You know what?
Boom.
I'm not that worried about cavities, but it's not that fattening.
they have implants. Just pull those teeth out there and just screw them back in.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice.
That's sweet.
All right.
But I'm just saying that gum, I don't feel guilty about.
The next one is positive reinforcement. So just basically telling them when they do something well, how much you appreciate it and their hard work, everything
like
that.
But it's not just telling them, but they suggest you could write a letter. Or, you know, we have a chalkboard, which sometimes we write, like, good job, so-and-so.
Yeah.
Or, oh, I said good job. We're not supposed to say
that. I know you could do it.
You did it.
Thanks.
But,
high five.
There's one time where I, just for fun, Grayson had invented a game that we all played.
Yeah.
And I wrote a letter to him just saying I had so much fun.
Castle Tens.
And because he had created a mailbox by his door. And so I wrote a letter and put it in the mailbox and it meant so much to him. So it surprised me that.
Words of affirmation.
It surprised me that a letter would affect a second grader. So he might have been in first grade, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
Anyway, so positive reinforcement. That's my love language.
That's right.
You can write me a letter anytime.
Oh, can I? A. that was bad. That was bad. That's like a dad joke. That's a dad joke. All right. The last one is offer a special party. But they didn't just say, like, don't have a party where it's full of junk food and stuff like that. But they maybe have a dance party. And we like dancing. We could definitely do a dance party where we bust out the... you know, the video game Just Dance and be able to dance for half an hour and bust a move.
Or you could play like, oh my gosh, what's that thing where you dance under the stick? What's that called?
Limbo?
Limbo.
You get limbo?
I said conga and I couldn't remember what the other one was called.
Limbo.
Limbo.
Yes.
You know, do a limbo party in your living room.
There you go.
But,
Or a pillow fight.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's on our bucket list.
Is it?
I think so.
Let's do it.
Not right now.
Pow.
Okay. We've been so bizarre this week.
Yeah.
Anyway, but what I was going to say is I think it's funny that it talks about not doing junk food at a party. Because if you're a follower of Pinterest, I've looked up party, like, themes for my kids. And, like, let's do...
It's nothing but junk food.
Like, Harry Potter. I looked up Harry Potter. And all the parties, it's they only spotlight the food. Like, they're like, look at all this fun food I have.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, where are the games? Like, and they didn't do anything.
Butter beer and chocolate frogs.
So I feel like Pinterest has made mothers feel like you have to do themed junk food for a kid to make them feel happy in their life.
Pinterest has made mothers and parents feel all sorts of things.
I know. Not good.
That's right. Forget you, Pinterest.
Pinterest.
It's the evil word. So, but that's it.
That is it.
So we would love to hear your thoughts and opinions on how you choose to reward your children instead of using food. And also, let us know what you did this Memorial Day weekend with your family. We'd love to hear the fun activities you did. Did you go to a splash pad or a pool? We did.
Jealous.
Jealous. You know you are. You know you want to be like us. But, yeah, so thanks for listening. We appreciate your support. And once again, thanks to the armed men and women that we celebrate this holiday for.
If they're in the military.
If they're in the military.
Yeah. Sorry, I keep doing tasteless jokes about it. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're a military hater.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway, so, but thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. What, do I have bad breath or something?
No, I was leaning back to do my subscribe.
Oh, she totally like leaned back and covered her nose, and I'm like, oh, I have bad breath. But you can
now it's dead.
You can reach out to us also through our email, theclowncarshow@gmail.com, and make sure you subscribe.
Subscribe.
Rate. And review.
Review.
Our show on iTunes. And until next time, enjoy your circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.